Okay. Today we start a brand new Masechta, Baba Metzia. Before we start, you know, we all know we have to learn Hilchas Tefillin and Hilchas Mezuzah. We have to learn the whole Torah, right? We have to learn everything. This is my Daf Yomi plug. We have to learn everything, right? Chavetz Chaim says, in the end of Torah Habayis, the Chavetz Chaim says, we know the Gemara that says, there's a famous Gemara that says, Kol Hashana Halachas B'chol Yom, Muftach Lo Shenu Ben Olam Haba. If you learn halacha every day, you're muftach, you're guaranteed that you're Ben Olam Haba. He asks three questions. First of all, why halacha? Why halacha? Why halacha? Second question is, everybody's a Ben Olam Haba, no? Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba. Question number three, he asks is, why every day? What, if you miss a day, you're not a Ben Olam Haba? Why every day? Decent questions? Right? Says the Chavetz Chaim, there's a difference between a Ben Olam Haba and a Chelek in Olam Haba. It's a big difference. Everybody has a Chelek in Olam Haba. Every Jew, Kol Yisrael Yeshiv, it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin. Everybody has a Chelek in Olam Haba. What, you had enough already? Yeah. Everybody has a Chelek in Olam Haba. What that Chelek is, that depends on who you are. How good you are, how not good you are. Everyone has a chelek olam haba. A ben olam haba, that's already a different story. A ben olam haba is someone who knows the mitzvahs. You can only know the mitzvahs by learning the halachas. If you don't know how to behave, there's no way you get the greatest intentions in the world. Right? It's like a guy who walks into a jewelry store. If you know what the jewelry is worth, you know how to handle, you know what you're looking for. If you have no idea, you don't know what you're looking for. To be a Ben Olam Haba, it's just like you're walking through life. If you want to know how to go acquire all the jewelry, the only way you're going to do that is with halacha. And therefore, he says, you have to learn in Yonei Tefillin, and in Yonei Mezuzah, and in Yonei Tzitzit, because if you don't learn all that, how are you going to become a Ben Olam Haba? And then he says, and you have to learn Hilchas Yeridaya, and there's a lot of halachas that are shayach to each person. For example, Hilchas Malicha, Hilchas Tola'im, Hilchas Tvilas Kalim, Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Nadarim, Shavuos, Hilchas Ribbits, Hilchas Tzedakah, Hilchas Payas, Hilchas Bechar. V'chein B'choshin Mishpat, which is what we're doing. Every single thing he's going to mention is in Baba Metzia. Hilchas Shluchin, Kigon Sha'achar Shashalach, good. Hilchas Onah, Mekach Umemkar, Hilchas Aveda, Umetzia, Hilchas Abba Shomrim, Hilchas Tashlumei Sachir, Bizmano, Dini Hashavas, Ha'avot, V'likichaso. You have to know how to behave in society. You're not going to become a better Olam Haba without Baba Metzia. So that was a pretty good introduction. And that's one of the reasons why Daf Yomi is so awesome, because you get to go through the entire scope and spectrum of being a Jew. It takes a long time, but we're patient. Nothing else to do. Now that we begin Baba Metzia, you know, like a lot of Gemara, a lot of it's not halacha l'maisa, but it's always halacha l'maisa. Okay, that's the first introduction. Second introduction, I have the Sefer called Sefer Kosov Zos, written by a Chashuv Yid in Borough Park, and he says, he quotes from the Biyana Rebbe, that the first 15 blot of Masechta's Baba Metzia incorporate virtually all the main sugyas of Shas. And it's a chizuk for emuna, because it's such vital gemara. And he says that if a person feels himself being weak in emuna, he should review the first 15 blot dapim harishonim shel b'teches b'vatzia ki ze kol kama sugyas b'shas. So we're lucky to embark on that. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to get it all. Okay. Now we can begin. But before we begin. Right, the first Mishnah starts off, Shnayim Ochzim Batalis. Two people grabbing onto a talis. Right away, Tosfos asks, what's this Mishnah doing here? What's this Mishnah doing here? Like, why is this the first Mishnah of the Masechta? Now, if you hold that the entire Masechta, that Baba Kaaba, Baba Metzia, Baba Basta was one huge Masechta, it's also a question. It's still a flow. What's the flow? So Tosfos says, the flow is, because the last Mishnah in Baba Kaaba dealt with when you bring wood to a carpenter, you get the wood back, he works on the wood, but the sawdust he gets to keep. So you divide the work. So too over here, we're going to divide the talus in half. Says the Chedushi Arim, What the connection? Here we're talking about an Aveda, and they were talking about an employee. What kind of connection? I thought you divided in half. Big deal. The same word. So the Chiddush Rebbe says no, because even in that Mishnah, even if somebody would have tied it, let's say the worker would have tied it. No, we made a different deal. I'm getting the wood also. Well, I don't know, whatever kind of deal you make, I don't believe you. And you would divide it in half. So that's why it's here. The Rambam says the reason why Baba Kama is first and Baba Metzia is second is because we're following the order of the Psukim. First in the Torah, first you have Dine Nezek, and then you have Dine Arba Shomer. So we follow the same pattern. The Tosfos HaRosh says we ended off with Gezela, right? We ended off the Pesach of Baba Kama, but the whole thing was all about Gezela. We're beginning now with Gezela like it's like Gezela. It's not really Gezela. We're going to see. It could be it's not Gezela. How do two people have a talus? Did one of them steal it? Not necessarily. One of them couldn't have stolen. One of them, there could be they picked it up at the same time. We're going to see. The Ramban says that we had I think it was Friday's daf or Les Shabbos' daf, when somebody claimed that an item was stolen, right? When you bought an item in the street, heard that it was a stolen item, the halacha was, you had to swear how much of it was yours. Remember that? You bought an item in the street, heard that it was stolen, you had to swear how much you paid, the owner would pay you back, and then he would chase after the ganav. So we've already just been discussing the idea of each one taking their portion. That's the Ramban. The Rashbat says that we ended off the Masechta with Yeyush, which leads right into here, because they're all going to have about Yeyush. Right? Yeyush and Matiyas. And lastly, the Pnei Yeshua says that on Shabbos' daf we had, if somebody says, you know, I'm not sure, did I steal from you? Did I pay you back? I'm not sure. So he said, what do we do if he knows he stole but doesn't know if he paid back, then maybe he has to pay, but if he doesn't even know if he paid, doesn't have to pay, back and forth, right? We had all that. This is just the next extension. That's all nice and good over there, but now when they're both claiming something, now we have to divide it in half. And that's why this is a logical flow from Masechtas, the end of Masechtas Bava Kama. Okay? Here we go. Shnayim Ochzim Batalis. Two people walk into Beis Din, they're both grabbing onto a talis. Literally. They're both literally holding onto the talis. Ze Omer Ani Mitziyasa. One says, I found it. Ze Omer Ani Mitziyasa. And the second guy says, no, I found it. Ze Omer Kula Shali. One says, it's all mine. I found it. Ze Omer Kula Shali. And the other one says, no, it's mine. Ze Yishava. One swears, She'ein Lo Ba Pachas Michetia, that he owns at least half. Ze Yishava, She'ein Lo Ba Pachas Michetia. And the other one swears that he owns not more than half. V'yachloku. And then they divide it in half. Why do they swear in this manner? Not even going to address it today, because it's going to come up later in the week. Not even addressing that. No reason to address it. The Gemara is going to address it. We'll flush it out there. Right? And what happens? You divide it. Two people walk in, you divide it. Says Tosos, there are three different cases out there in the world where we have people claiming things, and the halacha is different all three times. First one's right here. Two people walk in holding a talis. One says it's mine, one says it's mine. What's the halacha? You divide it. Another one is, two people walk into Beis Din. One says, that's my boat. The other one says, no, that's my boat. And the halacha in Baba Basra on Daf Lama Dalet is, the stronger one wins. Why does the stronger one win? Because we assume that if you're really correct, you'll pursue it to a much greater extreme than the guy who's lying. So we assume, since you're trying so hard, you're doing anything you can, we assume it's yours. Others say, it's a good one, but the bottom line is, we say the stronger one gets it. The third case is, Reuven is, some guy is watching, some guy, Reuven and Shimon deposited money by Levi. One of them gave $100, one of them gave $200. Reuven says, I gave the 200. Shimon says, no, I gave the 200. There's only 300 here. So they both, right? So what's the halacha? It's a machlokas. One mandama says, all of it waits to Eliyahu HaNavi. And the other mandama says, oh, they each get 100, and the remaining, the suffix, waits to Eliyahu HaNavi. What's the difference? So Tosfos says, the difference is, why we say here yachloku? We don't say yachloku anywhere else. So Tosfos says, you know why we say yachloku? Because they both could be telling the truth. It could be that they both picked it up at the same time. It could be. If they both picked it up at the same time, they both could be telling the truth. When one says, no, the 200's mine, and the other one says, the 200's mine, they can't be telling the truth. It's impossible. They're both, one of them's lying. We don't know which one. One of them is lying. So what do? Wait till Yahweh Navi comes. In the case of the boats, Bechlal different. No one's grabbing onto anything. They just walk into bed, and this boat, one says it's mine, one says it's mine. Okay? So Tosfos says, since they both could be telling the truth, we divide it. Look at the bottom Rashi. The bottom Rashi of Amud Aleph. Look at the bottom Rashi. The Mekach Umemkar. We're going to see in a minute that we're talking about a case also of buying and selling. It's not. Just look at the Rashi. Kiniyasim Yad Ploni. You bought it from Ploni. The Dafka Mekach Umemkar Hudam Rinan Yachloku B'Shavua. Only by Mekach Umemkar do we believe you. In other words, the case is, one guy says, I paid him the money. And the other guy says, I paid him the money. And the owner doesn't remember who he sold it to. That could be one bought it by force. One threw the money at him. One he wanted to sell to. One threw the money at him. Okay. Look at Rashi. The ikalamemar shnam kidan l'shnam nisrat ha-mocher. It could be both of them really bought it, and the owner, yeah, he didn't make a mistake, whatever it is. Abol ze'omer ani argise, ze'omer ani argise. But if one says, no, I weaved it, and the other one says, no, I weaved it. Lo yachloku. You don't divide it. Divadai chad minayhu ramayhu. Because one of them is certainly a liar. U'tehe munachas ha-shiyavu Eliyahu. Has to go to Eliyahu. It seems that Rashi is arguing on Tosfos. Tosfos says, if it could be true, we'll divide it. Could it be true that they both sowed, each one sowed half? That could be true. It's unlikely. It could be true. By the case of the money, I gave you 200, I gave you 200. It's impossible for both to be true. It's impossible. Here, it's possible. So Tosfos seems to hold, there's a big, you know, big machloket. Tosfos seems to hold that the theoretical possibility is enough, even if it's so far-fetched. Rashi says, no, let's get real here. We're going to say that each one sowed half. He's grabbing onto the half he sowed. He's grabbing onto the half he sowed. Theoretically, it's possible. Tosfos says, if that's the case, yachloku. I mean, is it really possible that they both picked it up at the exact same second? That's what Tosfos is saying. Rashi agrees on that point. When it becomes a little more ridiculous, then Rashi says, let's go. One of them's a liar. If one of them's a liar, it becomes the exact same case as depositing the money. It has to wait for Yahweh Navi. So just point out, that's a machlokas. Okay. Further on in the Mishnah. Ze omer kula shali v'ze omer chesi shali. One says it's mine, and one says it's half mine. Ha omer kula shali, the one who says it's all mine, yishava she'en lo ba'pachas mishlosh ha'chalakim, kizunt, has to swear that he owns at least three quarters. The omer chetzi shali, and the owner says half mine. Yishava she'ein lo ba'pachas merviya. He has to swear that he gets at least a quarter. Okay, and then that he owns at least a quarter. Zenot al shlosha chalakim v'zenot l'merviya. One takes three quarters. One takes one quarter. Asks the Rosh, why does the guy who's swearing on the three quarters have to swear on all three quarters? On half, there's no dispute. No dispute on half. They both agree on half. Right? He says they own three quarters. He has to swear that he owns not less than three quarters.
What's he supposed to say?
That one quarter. He came in and said, Zeh Omer Kula Shali. He's only holding on to three quarters. But he says, Kula Shali. He says, Chetzi Shali. But I'm holding on to only one quarter. So why is he swearing on the other two quarters? There's no dispute about that two quarters. They belong to the other guy. You hear the question? Says the Rush, because he, listen to this. He only is holding on to three quarters, right? If he swears to one quarter, maybe he's swearing to the one quarter that he already owns. And this Shavuot is completely a lie. Even though the Rush points out that when we take a Shavuot in Bezdin, you have to swear what Bezdin makes you swear. You can't have your own Machshavas. But why go down this road? Why do that? Why go down this road? Have to worry, he's really a liar, he's really, yeah, I own one quarter. Yeah, it's the quarter we already agree you own. To get out of that problem, we make him swear on all three quarters. Why what? Okay, we're going to get to Modav Mixas in a minute. You'll see in a minute about Modav Mixas. What do you mean, Modav? Right, he says I only own half. I don't know if Modav Mixas works when someone else arguing with you. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's only by loans. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay. By the way, the Tosfos of Vizeh asks a question. why don't we believe the second guy to say, I own half, when he could have said, he could have a migu. I own also the whole thing. He could have said that. Right? Could have said that. Since he didn't say that, it must be he's telling the truth. Right? Let's believe me that I said I really only own half, because I could have said I own the whole thing too. He's only holding on to one quarter, but he can still say it. Right? So the Tosafot gives three answers. Each answer is like a world of itself. First answer, he says, we don't say migu when the Rivam says, we don't say migu from mamon to mamon. Believe me that I'm entitled to the whole thing because I only asked for half. We don't say migu like that. No, it's either all or nothing. Not more and more. Right? Believe me for this because I could have said something else which would make me totally putter. Or I would be entitled to the whole thing. We don't say, believe me that I own half because I could have said I own the whole thing. Do we really say migu like that? I mean, each one's a world. Just smattering because we're not going to finish. Each one's a whole different world. There's 20 pages here in the back, just on Amud Aleph. 20-something pages, just on Amud Aleph. 3 pages just on this answer that we don't say migu from mamon to mamon. That's one answer that Tosafot gives. Another answer he gives is, I'm sorry, that's Rabbi Tam's answer. The Rivam says, we never motzi mamon with a migu. Migu always saves you from paying, saves you from having to pay, not getting money. We never say motzi mamon from migu. It's also a big world, is that even true? The Rad and the Mugi gives a very interesting answer. They say that nobody would have the chutzpah to claim it's all mine if it wasn't true. In other words, believe me, because I could have said a better terrorist. What could I have said? It's all mine. You have to have a lot of asas to say that. We're not going to say a migu when to say the migu requires a lot of asas on your part. Therefore, there is no migu. Now, if you look at the bottom of the Tosvos, the first wide line on the bottom there, it says the Im Tomar. The Nema, let's say, the Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. That Safek can't go against the Vadai. Why? Deha Omer Kula Shali. If the guy said it's all mine, Yeshlo Bavadai Chetzia. He's certainly entitled to half, as we said. There's no dispute on the half. The Omer Chetzia Shali. But if one says it's half mine, Im Yeshlo Ba. I'm sorry. For Omer Chetzia Shali, Safek Im Yeshlo Ba Klum. There's a Safek if he's entitled to anything. Right? Like we say in Perek HaCholet, over there the case was, Safek v'yavam shebo l'chad b'nitz l'saba. What happened? There was a woman who died without any children. The man died without any children. The brother married the woman. The baby's born 7 months later. So we don't know if this baby is from the first husband or the second husband. Either he's a grandson of the deceased. I'm sorry. Either he's a son of the deceased, or not. Or he's a son of this brother. What happens? The father dies. Now, they both come for Yerusha. So the brother says to the little boy, you're my son. You're my son. Right? There's only one brother now. There's a brother and a baby. Let's say he's 20 years old. So the father says, you're my son. You don't get Yerusha from the Zeda. Only I, Asher. I'm the only son here. He says, no. I'm a son of the other brother. Of your brother. Because I was born after 7 months. So I'm entitled to his chalek. That's the shayla. You hear the shayla? They both walk in. Says Tosfos. Over there we say, Safek Omer, Ana bar Masna, Ana Visle Palga. I'm entitled to half. Why? I'm a son of the deceased. The Yavam Omer, Ad Bradidi, you're my son. You're my son. Therefore, Veleslach Velomidi. You don't get anything. Why? Because I'm the only son. I arshin at all. You're my son. Yeah, when I die, you'll get mine. You don't get now. It's the exact same case. What does Tosafot say? We believe the brother. We don't believe the son. Why? Because he's a vadai, he's a safek. And a safek can't be motzi from a vadai. Right? Habalei yavam vadai, safek. The safek, safek. He's a vadai. The safek is only a safek. The ain't safek motzi midei vadai. Safek can't win over a vadai. Same thing over here. He's a vadai on half. He's a suffix on half. The vadai should win. Says Tosfos, not really the same. V'yesh lomar, the hasam, yavam shubanot shel saba, hu vadai yarsho, v'loyoti ha-suffix mi-suffix mimono. Yeah, that's a real suffix. Aval hacha, but over here, ain't svara. What kind of svara is that? Mashahu vaday b'chetzi oshiolo l'chetzi osheini. Just because he owns that one half, who said he owns the other half? It was like a, what? It was a red herring. It was a pure red herring. Just because there's no dispute on one half, yeah, the other half there is a dispute. Right? The other half there is a dispute. Here, there's no dispute that he's a child. All the question is, who is he of? It's a suffix. The brothers of Vadai. Ain't suffix motivi de Vadai. Here, yeah, there's no dispute on the first half. Fine, good. There's a dispute on the second half. It's not the same thing. Okay? So, by the way, based on that, unbelievable, I have unbelievable Shiloh over here. The Halichas Yisrael. Who's Halichas Yisrael? I don't know who that is. Anyway, whoever he is, had a Shiloh that there was a Shidduch, Shadchan, I'm fighting over the Shadchan's money. So, one Shadchan. Okay, Shlomo Zalman's nephew. So one Shadchan set up the couple, but then, I don't know, for some whatever reason, the Shadchan fell away. And then the other Shadchan really, really, really clinched the deal. So the second Shadchan said, I'm really entitled to the money because I'm the one who clinched the deal. So the Halichas is, and the first one said, listen, but I got the ball rolling. So they went to the Halichas Yisrael. So Halichas Yisrael said, the Ferish Tosfos. Just because you're arguing on one half, doesn't mean that there's an agreement on the other half. Just because you clinched the deal, it doesn't mean that the first half should not entitled. And therefore, you made the first Peshach and get, yeah, they look at a Tosfos and get that out of that. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Where am I up to, by the way? Right, we're still in the Mishnah. Okay. Ha'yishnayim rochim agave behema. Two people riding on an animal. Oh, shahi echad rochim ve'echad manig. Even if one's riding and one's leading it. And ze omer kula shali v'ze omer kula shali. One says it's all mine and one says it's all mine. Amazing. Not even on the animal. One guy jumps on the animal, one guy pulls the reins, and they come to Bezin. Ze yishav ha'shein l'pachas michetia. One has to swear he's not, doesn't get less than half. V'ze yishav ha'shein l'pachas u'mechza. And the other one says he's also entitled to less than half. V'yach loku. And you divide it. Bizman shehein modim. If they admit, oshiyesh lahen edim, or there are edim, chalkin below shavua. You divide it without a shavua. Right? Again, if Edom say what?
So we'll both jump on the animal at the same time.
What?
So we'll both jump on the same time.
Right. But asks the Beit HaLevi, wait a minute. Edom said that they picked it up at the exact same moment, therefore they divided it without a shavua. Each Baal Din says, I don't care what the Edom said, it's not true. I picked it up first. The Edom said. I'm arguing on the Edom. Can you say such a thing? Can you argue on Edom? The Edom said, you picked it up. No, I didn't. I picked it up first. It might have looked like it from down the block. It looks like Mamash, but I picked it up a second before. He says, no, I picked it up a second before.
Sounds like Edom arguing against
Edom. No, it's two Edom here. Because you're a Baldin. You're a Baldovar.
So
right? So that's a big discussion. In we're going to get to it about Matiya. Where is it? Let's say two Edom come and say, Reuven or Shimon, $200. Right? Let's say Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. You owe me $100. And the Edom say, no, it's $200. Who do you believe? Edom say it's 100. The guy says, you owe me $100. He says, no, we saw that loan, it's 200. So I'm not claiming 200. I'm only claiming 100. We don't believe the Edom. What are they doing? They're making it worse. Right? We don't believe it. This is a whole world of I've never thought of such a thing. Right? Edom would come and say that you're entitled to more than what you're claiming. We ignore them. Right? There's also here the Shar HaMishpat is tumbling with this. Right? Right, but you don't have to believe them on the 100. You have the two of them agree to it. Right? What? What about the other way around? I say, you owe me 200. And Edom say, no, it's 100. Then what? And of course you listen to the Edom. I say, the talus is all mine. They didn't say, no, only half of it's yours. Therefore, of course we'll listen to the Edom. Right? It's the exact same case. You hear? If I say, you owe me 200. And they say, no, it's only 100.
Wouldn't take the shua in the second 100?
No. I guess not. It's Edom. Same thing. I say the talis is all mine. Edom said, no, it's only half yours.
It's very tough.
What? It's very tough. It's very tough. I'm sure we're going to get to it. Okay. Next. Lamali lemisni, says the Gemara. Lamali lemisni ze omar ni mitziyasa ve ze omar ni mitziyasa. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? Ze omar ni mitziyasa ve ze omar. Ze omar kula shali ve ze omar kula shali. Lisni chada. Let it say it one time. Why does it say twice? Says the Gemara, Chada Katani, it doesn't mean to say it twice. Ze Omer Ani Mitziyasa, one says, I found it, Vikula Shali, therefore it's all mine. You have to stick in the Vav. The Ze Omer Ani Mitziyasa, Vikula Shali. And the other one says, it's all mine, I found it, and therefore it's all mine. So the Gemara says, Velisni Ani Mitziyasa, so why do they have to say, and it's all mine? Let them walk in and say, I found it. The Anoyadana Vikula Shali, therefore by virtue of that, the logical extension is, you found it, it belongs to you. So the Gemara says, now, Itan ani mitziyasa. If he would have said, I found it, havamina, I would have had a minute to say, na mitziyasa. What does it mean? He found it? Ri'iyasa. He saw it first. Afagaf, delo asili ade. Even though he didn't get it yet. I saw it first, you know, the kids. I saw it first. Right? The Bri'iya ba'alma, kani. And by looking at it alone, somehow that could be a kinyan. Tana, kula shali. Therefore, the Mishnah has to go out of its way to say, no, kula shali, dibiriya lo kani, that seeing it alone is nothing. Omi matza samarta, can we even say such a havamina, that seeing it would be, why would seeing be enough? You don't get it. My mitziyasa, riyasa, what, that finding it means I saw it first? Va'amar avanoi, umatzasa da'asa li'ade mashwa. The word mitziya in the Torah implies, you got it in your hand. You found it in your hand, you saw it down the block. The Gemara says, yeah, you're right. In umatzasa dekra t'asa li'ad mashma. Yeah, the word matziah in the Torah means it's in your hand. But umihu tana l'shadal manakat. The Tana was talking the way common people talk. Common people talk. The ume'ud mechzile. And when you see it, amar, you say, ano ishkachis, I found it. Af agaf delo asa li'ade biri'ya ba'alma kani. Even though you didn't acquire it yet, just by looking at it, just by seeing it, you acquire it. Therefore, Tana Kula Shali, therefore the Tana adds, it's all mine, Dibiriya Ba'alma Lo Kani. That by Ri'ya alone, is not good enough. Okay? All the Mepharshim say, should have pointed that out earlier, what? We're talking about a town of all Goyim. So 90% chance it doesn't belong to anybody. You're allowed to keep it. That's most Mepharshim explain that. Because you're right. Otherwise, it didn't have a Shavas Aveda. So we're talking about you're in some town. There's no Jews there. What's a talis doing there? It doesn't mean a talis. It means a shirt. Some say it means a real talis. We're going to see later on. But Stam, it's a beged. Not necessarily a talis like you were for davening. It's a beged. And therefore, since it's a town of all Goyim, no Jews there. Right? What are you doing there? I don't know. But there's no Jews there. What's the other guy doing there? I don't know. But there's no Jews there. So we assume it's all it's up for grabs. Tefker. Now, says the Gemara, V'lisni kula shali. So why did the Mishnah say only for kula shali? V'lo ba'i ani mitziyasa. And I wouldn't need the first half. I found that it's all mine. Oh, two people walk into the bezin. One says it's mine. One says it's mine. Why do you have to think it? I found it and therefore it's mine. Just say it's mine. Says the Gemara, Itana Kula Shali, same thing. If it would have said it's mine, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Ba'alma Dekani Mitziyasa Briya Ba'alma. That you can acquire, again, you can acquire an item just by looking at it. Kani, Akani. Tani Ani Mitziyasa, therefore it says, I found it. Vahadar Tana Kula Shali, and therefore it says, and it's all mine. Demi Mishnah Yaseira, from the extra words, Ashmi'inan, we learn, driving home this point, this must have been a very prevalent misconception. Diriya lo kani. That seeing it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Umi matzis amarta chada katani. Can you really say that we're talking about one case of I found it and therefore it's mine? It's not possible. You know why? Because the Mishnah said, Vaha ze vize katani. Ze omar ni mitziyasa, vize omar ni mitziyasa. Ze omar kula shali, vize omar kula shali. How could you say it's one case? The Mishnah goes out of Torah twice. One case? Can't be one case. So Gemara says, you're right, it's really two cases. Amar of Papa, Vitam Rav Sinai Barashi, Vami La Kadi. Some say Kadi is the name of a person. Some say it's just, it was said in the yeshiva, we don't know who said it. Reisha B'Metziah. The first case, you're right, is talking about a Metziah, a find. Two people found it. V'Seifa B'Mekachu Memkar. And the Seifa is talking about a purchase. Right? A purchase. Two people purchased the same talis. Utsricha. And both cases are necessary. The ton of Metziah. If we only would have had the case of the Metziah, Havamina, I would have said, Metziah hu Durami Rabbanan Shavua Aleh. Only by a Metziah do we require an oath. Why? Mishum Demori. Because a guy is more a heter. You know what the guy says? Amar, he says, Chavrai, my Chavra over here, Lav Midi Chasarba. He didn't lose anything. I found it just as much as he found it. There's no loss to him if it's mine. What's the loss to him? He's richer than me. I need it more than him. I'll say it's all mine. Since that possibility exists, we make you swear. Make you swear. They have a very good reason why you're going to lie. Because you're going to think to yourself, what's the downside to him? He found it just like I found it, but I need it more. So therefore, I'm going to lie. Therefore, Azil Itfis, I'll go grab it, Vishpali Bahade, and I'll claim it. I'll claim half of it. Avomekachu Memkar, when it comes to a sale, you can't say that. You can't say that, Sfara. Right? He bought it just as much as you. He paid for it just like you paid for it. Rashi says, yeah, but so what? Give the money back. Right? Give the money back. So the Rashi says, no, people purchase items because they want them. That's not an answer. There's only one left. Right? The Shaila in the back, is a store owner allowed to not sell you something because there's only one left? He's saving it for his friend? Is he allowed to do that? Yeah. That's a shiloh. Does he have to sell it? I walk into the store, I want to buy that. I'm sorry, it's not for sale. Why not? Well, because my neighbor's coming, he's going to buy it soon. What do you mean? I'm here right now, I'm first. That's a shiloh. Yeah. So, lo, by the case of the Mekach, we would not require a Shavua. Why not? Because who's going to do this? The whole reason, no one's going to be more heter and say, it's mine. He paid for it just like you paid for it. So obviously, nobody's a goslin here. No one's a thief. Why? They both paid for it. I'm making a shavua. V'itana mekachu memkar. But if we would only have the case of mekachu memkar, who derami rabbanan shavua le? I have another reason to say that's the only time where rabbanan made a shavua. You know why? Mishum demore. Because the guy's going to make the following more heter on himself. Vamri's going to say, chavroi domika yoev, I paid for it. Vana domika, I'm sorry, my friend paid for it. Vana domika yohivna, and I also paid for it. Hashta now, the tzricha lididi, I need it more than him. So, ashakle, ana, I'll go take it. Vechavroi lezvel trachle zabin, let him go schlep to the other city. There's only one left, right? I got it, I need it really more than him. So I'll say it's mine. Let him go schlep, I'll get the money back from the guy, from the owner. The owner doesn't take the money twice. He'll get the money back. Let him go find the store that's selling it. I'm not really a thief. He's getting the money back for it, but I really need it. So I'll say it's mine. Let him go. Be matriach himself to go find another item like that. Avo metziah by a metziah. Delekel lemer hachi. Can't say that. Therefore, aim a low. I would say by a metziah. There's no reason for a shvua. Shvicha. We need a shvua by both cases. Both cases have reasons why we need a shvua, and therefore, whether it's a mekach or whether it's a find, you need a shvua. Again, what's the case of the mekach? Two people paid for the same item. Right? We don't know who. They're both walking for a talis. One says, I paid for it. And one says, I paid for it. Right? Says the Gemara, Mekach u'memkar, lechzi zuzi miman nuket. Let's see who paid for it. Who did the guy get the money from? The Gemara says, lo tzricha, dunaka mitarvaihu. He took it from both. Chad midaite. One with das. Chad balkarcha. Right? No owner would sell the same item twice. On purpose. So what happened? Reuven walked in and bought it. And Shimon, right when Reuven is on his way out, Shimon sees what's going on. He quickly grabs half, throws the money at the owner, and the two of them walk into Bezit holding it. The lo yadana mihavi midaita mihavi balkarche. And the owner doesn't remember who bought it bedas and who bought it balkarche. He doesn't remember. Since he doesn't remember, we have our Mishnah. Okay. So far, so good? Almost done. Lema masnisin delo kibinanas. Let's say our mission is not like Ben-Nanas. What's Ben-Nanas? Ben-Nanas had a case as follows. Ben-Nanas was, I have workers. I owe the workers money. So I tell the workers, listen, I don't have money. You know what I'm going to do? Go to the store. How much are you entitled to for today? A sella? Go to the store. Tell the store owner, I'll pay. You buy food and stuff from the store, and I'll pay the store owner. And that's how you'll get your salary. Okay? That's what the owner says to the workers. Go to the store, buy whatever you want, buy up a grocery bill, I'll pay for the bill. And that'll be your salary. Very, very good. Then, the store owner says, pay me. The store owner says, pay up, Mr. Owner. They went into my store, they took all this money. And the workers say, we never went to the store, so pay us. Okay? So that each of them is claiming money from the owner. Okay? So, masnisa de loke bananas. Now, the e bananas, if it's bananas, right, so what's the halach over there in that case? So the chacham over there hold that the chenvini has to swear that he gave the paulim the money that they came in. The workers have to swear they didn't get money, and therefore the baal bais has to pay twice. Right? That's the chacham's shita over there. Benana says, no, he says, no, it's impossible. How can they both swear like that? They're both a lie. Therefore, both of them take from the owner, he agrees that both of them take from the owner, but not with the shvua. One of them is for sure lying. They both can't be telling the truth. One shvu is vaday a lie.
Therefore, we don't want them to swear.
Right. One of them is certainly lying. So we're not going to let them swear on purpose. One is lying. Therefore, the baal bais has to pay twice, but without a shvu. Our mishnah must not be like bananas. Why? Because ketad elu ve'elu voim b'dei shvu shav. How both going to swear falsely? Says bananas. Therefore, what? They take without a shvu. Asks the Mahari Abuav, wait a minute. In that case, by the workers, one of them certainly a liar. Because it can't be that the grocery store gave everybody their food, and it can't be that the workers are claiming they never got the groceries. That can't be. Here, can't one own half and can't the other one own the other half? Isn't that possible? No? Why not? They both picked it up at the exact same moment. Right? What? That's his answer. The shvua is could be an honest shvua, but their claims are certainly lies. They both can't own the whole thing. We get out of that problem by making them swear like that. We're gonna have that's last. I didn't want to go down the road of why the shvua is like that, but that's the reason.
No, is the shvua there to make sure that to turn for them? To
right. So when one claims it's all mine, when one claims it's all mine, and one claims it's also all mine, one of them is certainly a liar.
Fine. That's
so it's the exact same case as bananas.
But that's why we need the shvua.
So why is there a shvua here and not by bananas' case?
Bananas' case would definitely be a shvua. Otherwise, the guy's going to say, you know what? If I know we don't have to swear, the two of us get together, we have a little deal, and we all make money.
Right. I hear you saying. So maybe we didn't assume that. You have to always say, what did the Gemara assume would happen?
All of a sudden, now we're not assuming.
Right, now we're not assuming that. But that's bananas. That's the Rehoboam's answer. The claims are certainly lies. The only question is the what's it called? Okay. So the Gemara says, "Nah, feel to him like bananas. You can even say like bananas. Hasam over there, vada yikas shavu shav. Certainly, there's a shavu shav. Hacha, but over here, ikal amemar deleka shavu shav. Doesn't have to be necessarily a full shavu. Amar, let's say that the vayu bahadia does yek vayu. They both picked it up at the exact same moment. Now, what about the case? Who asked this question? What about the case? The Tosas a Rush. What about the case in the Mishnah where one said it's all mine and one said it's half mine? Right? So one swears that he doesn't get less than half, three quarters, and one swears that he's entitled, he owns at least one quarter of it. L'chora, how could one of those shuas not be a lie? How can one of those shuas not be a lie? You hear that question? How can one of those shuas not be a lie? One said it's three quarters is mine, one said it's half of it's mine. One said it's all mine, one said it's half mine. How could one of those shuas not be a lie? So he answers, maybe, because we're going to see later on, you can only swear what you're holding. Since he's only holding one quarter, we might just totally ignore his claim that he really owns half of it. Because why only holding on to a quarter then? Like I said that before already. Okay. Now, Leila Masnitz in the Lokas Sumchis. What? Right, so we're assuming that if you're only walking in with holding on to a quarter or claiming you really own half, what kind of claim is that? Well, because he's so weak. We'll get to it later. Leima Masnitz in the Lokas Sumchis. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. The Ik Sumchis, because Sumchis said, Omer, Mammon Mutal Basafik Cholkin, below Shavua. If Mammon is in a Safik, you divide it without a Shavua. Our Mishnah said there is a Shavua. Oh, so Ella, my Rabbanon? What are you going to tell me? That we hold the Rabbanon? They also have a problem. Omer, Hamotim Mechavil Olvaraya. There's no Raya here. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hi, my, what are you talking about? Iyar Bishlam Rabbanon. It makes sense to say that this Mishnah is the author is by the Rabbanon, Hasam Delo Tafsi Tarvayu. Omri Rabbanon, Hamotzi Mechaveir Olav Araya. When did the Rabbanon say, Hamotzi Mechaveir Olav Araya? When they're both not holding on to it. I walk over you, that's my shirt. You want to say it's your shirt? Then bring a Raya. Hacha, the Tarvayu Tafsi, here they're both holding on to the shirt, then Palgile B'Shavua. You have to divide it with a Shavua. Ella iyamit kisumchis, but if you hold like sumchis, hashta umahasam in sumchis's other cases, the lo tafsi tavayu cholkin below shavua, where they're not holding on to it, you divide it without a shavua. So hacha the tavayu tafsi lo kolshkin, they're both holding on to it. Certainly you would divide it without a shavua. Obviously our mishnah can't be like sumchis. Says the gemara, no afilu tema kisumchis. You can even say our mishnah is like sumchis. Ki amat sumchis. When did sumchis say his din that you divide it without a shavua? That's shema v'shema. That they're both not sure. Aval bari u bari, but if they're both certain, lo. Some of us would agree that you don't call it without a shavua. Now, lo amar. Now, Rabbi Rav Huna damar amar sumchets afilu bari u bari ma'ikol amemar. But according to Rabbi Rav Huna, he said that sumchets said that you divide it without a shavua, even in the case of bari and bari. So the Gemara says, you know what? Afilu teima sumchets ki amar sumchets. When does sumchets say his din? That even by bari and bari, we're both sure you'll divide it without a shavua. Hecha de'ika derara de'mamona. That's where there's a loss of money. Aval hecha de'leka derara de'mamona. Lo. But if there's no loss of money, like there's no loss. Why? It's a fine. Who loses anything? It's a fine. So if it says there's no loss of money, even some of us would agree you have to take a shavua. Okay? Alright, that's the Daf Beis of Bava Metzia, and we will resume tomorrow.